This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Rob Brydon, welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
Great to have you here. This is obviously Saturday morning show. It's the Saturday morning show. What's the average Saturday like at Shea Brydon?
The boys tend to have school sport on a Saturday morning, so it's usually involved with ferrying children and standing on the touchline and watching matches, which can be lovely when the weather's nice and pretty hardcore when it's not.
Do you get involved as a parent on the sidelines? Do you know, referee, that was never offside, VAR, that kind of thing?
A little bit, but not like some of them. The school ones are not so bad. When the boys have been involved with local clubs, and you know everybody's familiar with this, it starts off very sweet when they're very young, but as they get older, the parents become more and more, and at some point suddenly they're being coached by bullet-headed bald men with a cholesterol issue who are sharing, there's all that, and it's rather horrible.
This is not what I'm wanting to hear, because next season from September I'm taking on my 6-year-old's football team, so
But you look like you've got a degree of sensitivity.
I've got the cholesterol stuff you mentioned though.
No,
he's got,
no.
Yeah, full head of hair, but maybe the cholesterol problem.
You're on the way to it, I can see that. You're what I would call a ticking time bomb.
Thank you very much.
You put that on LinkedIn.
I will do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not if, it's when.
We get a lot of calls into our home time show
in the week. Sure you do. I don't doubt it for a second. You're very popular.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Why do you feel the need to say it?
I just wanted to boast about it. But a lot of parents who are sitting in cars waiting to pick up and drop off from clubs. Do you feel like that's your life a little bit at the moment?
Yeah, but I don't mind it. I quite like it. Remember that Gary Newman song, "Here in My Car"?
Oh, yeah.
"I feel safest of all." I really identify with that. Because in the car, you've got everything, haven't you?
Yeah.
If you put a few snacks in there and you've got music, you've got communications, you can speak to people, you can control the temperature. I love that feeling.
Now, of course, here we are on a Saturday morning, but we do home time during the week. We're never really off the radio, Rob, as I'm sure you're aware. What would be the Brydon snack of choice then? You say you've got everything in the car, your driving snack of choice.
Well, it's interesting that we're having this discussion now, because I'm at a time in my life when I've made some pretty radical choices. How dare you?
Hey, come on.
How dare you guffaw when I tell you that? I am on that kind of... I'm very glucose aware.
Okay.
So I'm trying to be Mr. Vegetable, Mr...
Are you trying to explain why you had a radish in your car?
Darling, I've no idea. I mean, it's part of my diet.
Dried mango?
Dried mango is not good for you.
Isn't it?
No.
What?
It's so full of sugar. It is, just because something is fruit does not mean it is healthy. Now, do you know what? I did go down the dried mango road quite recently, and I was loving it, and I was thinking, oh, this is great. These are like sweets. You go, yeah, exactly. They're not good for you.
If they taste like sweets, they are sweets.
Speaking of appetite, our appetite for historical romps, we should move on.
That's why you're on the radio so much.
Thank you very
good
much.
Link.
We should move on from dried mangoes. What do you think? We live in such a technically advanced time. Why do you think we have this appetite, like Downton Abbey, Bridgerton, and now My Lady Jane, Prime Video from Thursday? Our appetite's never satisfied. Why do you think this is?
Well, I have a bit of a serious theory about this. I think it's because we live in an age with very few boundaries, very little delineation. You know, if you look at social media, everybody has a voice, but we're divided politically everywhere. It's horrible. You look back to these societies, there was far more delineation. The structure was far more evident. And I wonder, and I'm not a trained social scientist, but I wonder, and I'm not, I give the appearance of one, but I'm not. So you mustn't place too much weight on my words. I wonder if we like that, if we find something reassuring about clearly structured society.
You know where you stood, that kind of thing.
That's what I was trying to say. Again, this is why you guys are making the big bucks and I'm shifting around trying to flog shows.
But My Lady Jane does bring history to life. Obviously, it's telling the story of Lady Jane Grey, known as the Nine-Day Queen. I mean, did you enjoy history at school? I feel like sometimes we need to ask what if a bit more, because it's a TV show that asks what if. It's an alternate history. But it brings history to life, and it made me sit there and kind of look into the history of Lady Jane Grey. She's a fascinating character. Did you enjoy history back when you were a kid at school?
No. So My Lady Jane is on Prime Video. It drops on the 27th of June. No, I didn't really. I'm far more interested in almost all of my school subjects now than I was then. Our history teacher when I was at school in Swansea was called Mr. Crute, and he would just dictate stuff to us, as from my memory, and he would stand at the front and we would just have to write everything down. Henry the Eighth, the Dutton, you'd write it down. I should say that My Lady Jane on Prime Video takes some pretty extreme liberties with the story. You start off there in the Tudor times, but we imagine what if things hadn't gone? What if things had gone better for Jane?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we add the slight change of what if a percentage of the population could turn themselves into animals at will?
It's a question I think we all wanted to ask.
And when you watch this, we watched it last night with an audience at that big sort of premiere. When that bit comes, they don't see that coming.
It is an alternative fantasy Tudor world. Who could be the next historical figure that is rich for an adapting to an alternative history for
you
drama?
You could do it with any number, couldn't you? You could do it with Napoleon. Yeah. You could see things going differently with Napoleon.
I was thinking Harold and William the Conqueror, and if the arrow hadn't gone in his eye, we wouldn't have, like, the bio tapestry and all sorts.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting.
He wasn't very good at history at school.
Put it to the Prime guys.
Oh, God. But, I mean, I've got the Prime guys on the phone now. I'll get his number. Yeah, sure.
You.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Yeah. That's really exciting.
Thank you.
It is a celebration of the characters in history. I mean, if you had a time machine, Robin, you could go back to an alternate era in history. Yeah. Where would you go back to? Where would you like to live in history?
Oh, I'd love to go back to Memphis in 1954. Ooh. And I'd just watch Elvis. I'd become friendly with him. And I'd watch his rise. I'd warn him about the Colonel. I say he's very good at promoting, but he doesn't have an artistic bone in his body. Be careful. I'd say, Elvis, get some good people around you.
For crying out loud, Elvis.
And I'd say, Elvis, do you remember the story of King Harold? And do you remember about the... I just thought that story was missing something. What if it hadn't gone in his eye? I'd like to see that on a streamer.
In a few days' time, we're travelling to Dortmund.
Thank God, not before time. Will you do me a favour?
Yes.
Will you stay there?
Rob, don't be like that.
It's too late.
After all your various trips with Steve Coogan, what advice...
must we bring up that man?
What advice would you give us two for surviving on the road together?
Okay. If Stevie would say, don't go with Rob Brydon. I'm doing Steve Coogan. Surviving on the road, well, you've got to keep that healthy diet. Throw out the dried mango.
Get rid of the mangoes.
Get peppers. If you want something nice and colourful, get some red peppers, some yellow peppers. For a treat, a padron pepper. Don't make the mistake I made the other day at my favourite cafe in Teddington. I sat down for a healthy, vegetable-infused breakfast, because that's the way forward, you see.
You are Mr. Vegetables now.
Savoury breakfast, very important, okay? And I saw on my plate what I took to be my favourite of all the peppers, the padron. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar? You're not familiar with it, but are you
familiar? I love a padron. Love padron peppers.
Padron collider.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
That's up there with your Harold idea, isn't it?
It is.
Hang on, it's the Prime Video people again.
They're back.
What? A three-picture deal? I'll speak to him. And I looked at this padron pepper, and I picked it, and I thought, I'm going to put it all in whole. Lovely. Oh, hang on a minute. It was a jalapeno pepper.
Oh.
And I had taken the whole thing. I nearly passed out. Have you ever done that?
No.
If you just joined us and Rob said he's taken the whole thing and nearly passed out, he's just talking about a vegetable meal he had the other day.
Me asking if you've ever done that was ridiculous, isn't it? Because for you it would have to be, what, a Starburst or a Haribo family bag?
A bag of Skittles, all in one. It turns into a giant Skittle, Rob.
Oh, colourless. Oh, he's a bit horrified.
How old are you?
Way older than you're imagining.
How old?
47.
Do you know what?
Ticking time bomb.
Yeah, you're about to change. Yeah. In 3 years' time, you're going to get into shape. In 3 years' time.
3 years, okay. Yeah. I'll enjoy the next
three. A bit of a warning, this particular chat.
And when that happens, you'll be able to wear that T-shirt with pride.
In My Lady Jane, you played Lord Dudley.
That's me.
A slightly villainous character.
Yes.
Was it nice to explore your evil side,
Hugely
Rob?
Nice. That was a big part of the appeal. When I was sent the script, I was delighted to see that somebody wanted me to be duplicitous, villainous. But he's got a heart. He's doing stuff for his family. That was a big part of the appeal. Hmm. Also to work in an ensemble cast, because I wanted to do something that sort of reminded people, you know, that with stuff like Would I Lie to You, and even The Trip, where I'm sort of more or less being me, that I was an actor, that I would play, you know, proper roles. And also, they said, well, it's going to be directed by Jamie Babbitt. Now, she directed Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, that's great.
Martin Short, Meryl Streep. It is a glorious series. I thought, wow, work with her. And I know all actors say this, but it did turn out to be the happiest of jobs. And I think we've made a really lovely show. It's a real kind of, it's a romp, it's a ride, there's music coming. It's terrific.
And did you channel any baddies in particular when you were, you know, working on Lord Dudley?
When I started to think about him, I was thinking, well, what am I going to do with this? And I thought there is a contemporary British politician. I don't think he's going to be contemporary after July the 4th.
Right.
But at the time of broadcast, he is a contemporary. You can see my background in radio. It's impressive.
Very good.
I'll do that again. But at the time of broadcast, he is contemporary. I thought of him. I thought I could play it like him. And I went with that for a little bit in my preparation, but then I thought it's too restrictive to just tie it in. But I had him in the back of my mind. I've never named him because I don't want to give him the oxygen of publicity, but I thought of him.
Yeah.
But then when it came to it, you go with the script, and Anna Chancellor, who's in it with me, she said a great thing, which is you just want to stay open-minded. You want to get onto the floor and be one of the actors in the set and just follow your instincts. And that's sort of what I do.
As Sugar Daddy Ken and as Uncle Bryn, you kind of like nailed the major patriarch role these days. Is that kind of like the one that you enjoy the most?
The Barbie thing was amazing because, you know, let's face it, and no one ever thought Rob Brydon was going to be in the biggest film in, I'm not, 6 seconds, I admit.
More fool them.
I know. That was an amazing experience. That came about because Margot Robbie likes Marion Jeff, and Greta Gerwig loves Human Remains, a show I did in 2000. So I get offered that. I'd love to work with these people. It was one day, but wonderful. A bit like, you know, that was a female-heavy production, wasn't it, Barbie, Greta and Margot. Now, on My Lady Jane, on Prime Video, drops 27th of June.
Oh, yeah.
I've done my training. That's female. That were our two producers, female, a director, female, our showrunners, female. You can tell the difference. There is a different. Nobody's waving their what's it's about. You know, it's. I'm not talking snacks. Bit of Ronnie there, didn't mean to. I'll never forget that. Anyway. I can't stop now.
He's stuck in Corbett.
I'm nothing. Somebody help me out.
But you are also a core part, final question, a core part of another hotly anticipated TV show that's due its final Christmas special during the festive period. Talking, of course, about Gavin and Stacey. Ruth Jones and James Corden writing the scripts at the moment. It's incredibly secretive, is that right? Have you had any view or any insight into how it's going to pan out at all?
I know a few little bits and bobs, but I've not read this. They finished the script, I believe. I've not read it yet. I know a few things. I know it wraps everything up. And that's a lovely thing to do because, you know, Ruth and I, we were at school together, so I've known her all my life. I've known James forever. And people love the show, you know, they just love it.
Would you like them to finally wrap up what happened on the fishing trip with Uncle Bryn and Jason?
No, because it's much better that people don't know. I'm always surprised when people say, oh, I hope we're going to... No, you don't want to know that. You know, you want to... It's like in Minder, you know, her indoors, you never saw her. In Frasier, you never saw Niles' wife, did you? You know, you've got to keep it. You've got to keep people wanting to know. We have it with Would I Lie to You? I get with Would I Lie to You, people saying, I wish it was longer. Oh, it's only half an hour. I get all the wish. Oh, why don't you do a Would I Lie to You XL like they do with QI? But my sensibility is leave them wanting more.
Mm. Fantastic. Well, listen, Rob, it's been great having you on the show. I do believe Richie's had some home truths in his direction from you.
Richie, what it's been done with a lot of love.
Oh, I know that.
Because when I came in here, I saw a person at a crossroads. I saw a person in need of help, waving a white flag to life.
The person you saw, do you think he's going to take the right turn?
I'm pretty sure he is.
That's a lovely end to the
because
show.
Because that fella, even with his little beard, and he looks like he could be a former rugby player.
Thank you, I'll take that.
With a drink problem.
Yeah.
Yeah? Who sees his kids every other Saturday. Oh, touch the nerve.
Have you been on his Facebook page?
He's Wikipedia, isn't he?
I think no. Richie, I see a big, bright future for you.
Thank you, Rob.
No. We'll leave
Listen,
it at that.
Mate, you have to go it alone. This guy is slowing you down.
Rob Brydon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.